Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hi, I'm Emily from Sex with Emily. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off at goodvibes.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Well, you should right now sign up for a mailing list and you will get a free report, the five biggest mistakes you're making in bed for men and for women. But you'll also receive emails with special offers, amazing tips, and there's so much great stuff happening on the Sex with Emily website that you want to be a part of it if you want to improve your sex life. That's all I'm saying. I'm here with the Menace in San Francisco.
The Menace.
The Menace. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the Menace.
No.
You are the Menace. There is no other Menace.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very excited.
Tell me why.
That we are doing shows in here together.
I know. This has been amazing.
If listeners like that, tweet us, Sex with Emily and Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E. So what's going on?
My life is good. Just hanging out in San Francisco for a few days, which is kind of like coming back to visit reminded me of kind of like visiting an ex-boyfriend that you broke up amicably, but you know, things are fine. You didn't cheat on you, and I didn't, you know, cheat. Nothing bad. I didn't, like, you know, pull a bunny boiler on him or anything. But
has your SF friends moved on from you? Do they even keep in touch at all since you have moved to LA?
I have amazing friends.
They have?
Yeah.
What?
They call up and what do you guys talk about?
You know, chicks. Boning? Talk about everything. I came in for my friend's birthday. That's why I'm here. And I ended up staying extra days to work with you. We talk about boning.
Yeah.
We talk about their relationships. Women talk a lot about relationships. That's all we talk
about. Why do you like talking on the phone so much?
I know. Why do women like talking on the phone? That's why texting was born for men, I'm convinced. I just think that that's how we connect. Women, it's harder just to connect with a friend over text. You need to, like, make the time, talk on the phone. We talk about our feelings, our emotions, our struggles. Women, like, are like, I'm this. Like, it's so funny because so many women connect over the things that are, like, struggles for them. Not like, things are amazing and my job's so great. It's like, oh, he didn't text me back. What do I do? And what do I say? Or he cheated on me or whatever it is in their lives.
My mom.
Or my, you know, what? Your mom wants to
talk
all the time?
My mom can talk on the phone forever, and I know she's very disappointed that she didn't have a daughter because I can't talk on the phone with my mother more than like 5 minutes.
Right, you don't talk to anyone more. You don't even talk on the phone.
Yeah, and it's crazy how. And then this is the thing that bugs the hell out of me is my mom can talk on the phone for hours, my whole entire life, and she does not believe in call waiting. She thinks it's rude.
So she's a busy signal.
Oh, this busy signal forever, for hours.
I didn't even know they made busy signals anymore.
Yeah, when I was younger, a teenager, I could be like stranded somewhere, and I would have to wait hours before the phone line was free.
That's horrible. And then, wasn't she thinking Little Menace needs somebody to give him a ride?
And she would get upset saying, why didn't you call? I'm like, I try to call. Like,
is she like a chronic? Like, so what was she on the phone talking about all the time?
I don't know what she talks about.
That's why you hate the phone and why you hate women. Because your mother was on the phone and you had to listen to her prattle on all day long.
I don't know what she's talking
about. That's my
thing. I don't even think my grandmother can talk on the phone that long. And I feel bad. I think that's why.
Why you won't talk on the phone?
No, so this is crazy because when I was 13 years old, my grandmother, you know, in the Bay Area, we have a bunch of bridges. And my grandmother lived on one side of the bridge. And we lived on the other side of the bridge in, like, two different cities. And then my mom decided when I was 13 that she wanted to move into the city that my grandmother lived in.
Right.
And my grandmother already lived there for over 10 years. And the month that we were moving in, my grandmother moved out.
Seriously?
Because I think my grandmother would think, like, my mom would just drive her crazy and, like,
right,
want to hang out
this is
all the time.
Hence why Menace hates women, okay?
No, it's not that.
No, I do think it's that, Menace. We've psychoanalyzed you on the air. No, we have.
You always try to pin it on my mother, but it's not my mother. I laugh at that kind of stuff.
No, but I'm saying it has some deep-rooted, you heard your mother talking all the time.
No,
she wasn't there for you in some ways.
My hatred for
women. Hatred for women comes from another source? Do tell.
It probably came in like my late 20s, maybe early 20s.
You've hated women ever since I met you. I met you in your early 20s, didn't I?
Yeah, no, mid-20s. You met me in my mid-20s. But probably in like my early 20s. It's just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just jealous on, you know. Women say it's so hard for women, you know?
Yes, it is. Right?
They say it's extremely hard. But sorry, but like in the environment that I'm around, it's actually extremely easy for women.
In what sense?
In entertainment that I work in.
Why is it easier for women?
I don't know. But they just seem to move up a lot faster than men do. The highest paid person in my industry is a woman.
In radio?
In radio. And
who?
I'm not going to talk about who they are.
Okay. So.
But
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. He works in satellite radio is a totally different thing.
Okay.
But also in like television, who's the highest paid person?
Oprah.
Okay. So how are women struggling?
So really, you
still?
Think? Oh my God, are you still. Serious? Do you know how much money women make to a man's dollar? Still, not as much. Men make way more money. It is still a white man's world in many ways. I feel like I'm so.
I'm
glad
just saying,
that I'm
but at
woman.
Least in my environment, women.
It's
women
a
rule,
you
man.
Radio is a boys' network.
I think women found out in the past like 15, 20 years that they have a vagina, and they've really been using it lately.
The reason why men even have power, why the pendulum has swung back from the early times, the early days.
I think that women has totally taken back the
women,
power.
Because men are trying to repress women's sexual power. The vagina is a very powerful thing, Mother Earth, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that men forever are trying to like stop women's sexual energy. And now women are like realizing, yeah, we got vaginas and we rule the world and we're going to use them.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. I'm
then
sorry,
why,
you don't have a vagina.
Why do you
have to hate women?
When I say,
if you can't beat them, join them. That means you got to go down on women more.
But the thing is, I'm not going
to
be...
You need to perform oral sex. You need to honor the vagina.
The thing is, I'm not going to bend over and be the Superman type. Like, I'm going to...
Why don't you bend over and let a woman penetrate you in the ass with a dildo?
She's a chick and I want to get laid. Like, and I'll do anything that she says. I'm not one of those type of guys. I don't give...
I know you're not. Give a F. I don't think you are. I just think
I hate guys like that.
I don't like that you're so angry about men who but do there's choose
women,
to it.
But there is women that realize that they can just get guys to do whatever they want. And those are the type of women that I dislike.
Right.
So when you say I dislike women, you're trying to say that that small portion of women that I'm talking about has to do with every single woman on the planet, and it doesn't.
Okay, then you just needed to identify which women you hate.
Why are you always trying to pigeonhole me all the time?
I'm not trying to pigeonhole you. I just think that you
are trying to put me in a box.
Are not a woman lover.
You're trying to keep me down.
I'm not trying to keep you down.
You're trying to generalize everything I say.
So not true. But I'm glad that you're talking about how hard it is for men in this world, which I don't disagree with. I think there's challenges being a woman and a man. We all have individual challenges, but I embrace my femininity. I'm glad I'm a woman. I think I can be, you know, honor myself and use my looks and my brains to get whatever I want and my vagina if I need to. Not that I ever slept my way anywhere. Maybe to the bottom at one point. But I slept my way to the bottom, not to the top. So today's show, we're going to be talking about 10 ways that men can be more confident in bed. We're doing a show that says 10 ways women... Oh, God.
Yeah, just go.
Okay. You can remember out of this? Okay. What I'm saying is because we are doing... Okay. Today's show is about 10 ways women can be more confident in bed.
Okay.
Because you're saying that, you know, I'm saying that women still have it hard sometimes and men have it hard because I always say that cultivating confidence is the most important thing you need to do if you want to be in a healthy relationship, if you want to have a healthy sex life. It's all about confidence. And the problem is when you say that to someone, healthy confidence, you got to have confidence, they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you just got to love yourself and blah, blah. And I've talked about this over the years many times, but today we're giving you specific examples as women. And then later on, we're going to be doing a show in the next week about ways men can be more confident in bed because I want to help everyone. Because confidence, don't you think a woman who is confident is what is attractive to you. Not cocky, not, you know, she wants to whatever, manipulate you, but a woman who's confident. Don't you find confidence sexy? Or maybe you don't. I shouldn't even assume anything with you.
Do I find women confident sexy? Confident just meaning that they're not always asking you how they look. Like if they're always worried about how they look or things like that. I like that where I don't even have to hear about it. But not, you know, to the point where they just, like, really snarky type, super confident, this very sarcastic type chicks. I'm not into that.
You're not into that at all?
No.
You're not into the chicks who are, like, here, like, they're always talking about themselves?
They're talking about how, you know, tough they are and badass they are. Like, I'm not into that at all.
Okay. So those women might have, like, an ego for you.
Yeah. I do like the women that are confident enough that they're not worried about how they look and stuff like that. That's awesome.
They naturally are just beautiful and confident. Confident with their looks. Not actually beautiful, but they naturally feel confident in their own skin.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I think that also, yes, I know what you're saying. You don't want a woman who spends more time in front of the mirror and is always late for things because she's curling her hair or whatever. Does it drive you crazy waiting for women?
Yes.
You can't date women. I could never date a guy who took longer than me to get ready. And I get ready very quick. I'm one of those chicks out the door in 15 minutes. I was like, well, I've got that going for me. Like if guys are like, are you high maintenance? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. And I'm not a high maintenance woman. Yeah. Do you think I am? I'm not. But we've never dated. But I'm really not. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to get into that.
You just talk too much.
I do talk a lot. Well, that's what I do for a living. So I'm also going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. And I also have to say that I have... a new line of products called from emilyandtony.com that are all about confidence. And I will give you an example. There are three products. One is a massage candle, which you can use on your partner to spice up your relationship. One is a lubricant, personal lubricant. It's amazing. They're all like vegan and feel good, friendly, the best stuff you've ever tried. And then this ball lotion for men, right? Called Down Under, which I gave you some. Now, the story is that my friend who I've told him he was teaching boot camp, I told you, in New York. And the reason why I gave him some Bollogens because he said he always feels sweaty and he's going on a date. And he's like, I feel bad because, you know, I'm not confident or whatever. Like, I don't know why, but I have like this chronic sweating problem. I'm like, well, just try this ball stuff I just got. He's like, because I always have to like sometimes I have a chance to shower. And it's a thing because I was telling him about my product. And he's been teaching for 15 years in New York, ran around. It was like a 95 degree day in New York. He put it on his balls. It's a cream that turns to a powder. And it smells amazing. And he's like, I did not sweat for the first time and I felt fresh and clean. When he's like, yo, Emily, I swear to God, my balls have never not sweat before. Like, he freaked out. So it's cool. It's emilyandtony.com. Check it out and you'll like it because I made it especially for you guys.
I posted that on Instagram about a weekend or two ago.
Yeah.
And the people were already saying good things about it.
I know. It is really good stuff. So you got to check that out. That is all about confidence. And I appreciate if you love me, then you'll love my products. Okay, we can get into some emails from the peoples.
Yeah,
I love hearing from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Dear Emily, I've been listening to your podcast for a long time. Thailand loves you guys.
Thailand?
We're going to go.
Shout out to Thailand.
We are going to go everywhere and find our listeners one day in the bus. I love the advice you give, and I've been trying some of the tips that you give. They work are working pretty well for me. I finally have a fixed relationship with this guy. I'm assuming that means committed. However, I want to take my sexual life to the next level. I want to try S&M really bad. My question is, how do I introduce this idea to my partner? And I want to go slowly and step by step. Please help me with your awesome advice, S&M girl from Thailand.
Mm.
That's what we got our name. Okay. So S&M, for those of you who don't know, is a little S&M, is a little sadomasochism, little bondage, discipline, sadomasochism, mm-hmm. little dominant and submission. It's basically being dominant and being submissive. So first you have to choose, you know, I would just tell them that you have this fantasy that, you know, it really turns you on. Maybe you want to be dominant. I'm going to assume that you want to be dominant. A lot of times women just tell me, I have this fantasy that I think it would be really cool if, you know, maybe sometime you would – you know, blindfold me, or you would, you know, wrap my arm, you know, tie my arms in like your necktie or something. Or just you do something. I'm not saying it has to be like aggressive or mean, but just be like, you just want to block off one of your senses and just tell me you think it would be cool. I'm trying to explain to everyone what it is also, but and establish you want to be the dominant or the submissive, and then you could take turns switching between the roles. So if your partner says that they want you to be dominant, you have to be competent and confident and decisive about what you're doing. So you have to be like, you. Even if you don't know, you're like, I don't know what she means. My girlfriend wants me to be dominant. Just be like, you know, blindfold her. I'm telling you, start with the blindfold. Tie her hands or tell her what to do. Or gently, you know, push her down on the bed. You know, don't be too hard, too aggressive at first, but do something a little. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man's like, his eyes are really big right now.
No, it's, you know, there's been so many stories in the news where women just make so much money just doing this.
I know, dominatrix,
guys,
right.
Guys just want to be dominant, and there's
they
not
do.
Even
it's
like
true.
Sex involved.
I know. A lot of times they just want to be peed on.
Yeah.
We have another email about that coming up. It's
oh
true.
Oh my God. Remember years ago, you had that dominatrix girl that you were going to school with?
Yes.
Doctor,
and she pees on
Dr.
Yeah,
Emily
Sarah.
Morris.
Yeah. Doctor, I am a doctor. Yeah.
Yeah. You never mentioned that.
I
enough.
Forget. Dr. Emily.
Dr. Emily Morris.
I
so
do
when
have
you
doctor-
were in sex school, we interviewed a dominatrix. And she said that she peed in guys' mouths.
Yes, for sure. I know a lot of men. I actually know some very, very wealthy men, because everyone tells me about their sex life, who pay professional dominatrix. And they are like, I just want to be like, I want to be tormented. I want to be, yeah, they want to be peed on. They want to be kicked. They want to be, you know, they want to wear a diaper. They want to do all these things that, you know, it's because I think it's a lot of men who have control and power in every other area of their life. And then in other areas of their life, they just want to let go and be dominated.
Not and, me.
Not you, Menace. Not you at
well,
all.
More power to you if you can fight through that pee in the mouth.
I know. It's really it's a really interesting thing that a lot of men and women get into. So, yeah, if you want to be a dominatrix, you can do that too. That's true. But make sure you know how to remove the bondage before you put it on. These are the tips for the dominance. So, really, I love bondage tape. It's my favorite thing. I know you're in Thailand, S&M girl, but bondage tape is my favorite thing. You can get it at Good Vibes. Use coupon code Emily and get any sex toy you want there. Okay, tips for submissives, okay? If you want to be the submissive one, be clear to your partner the kind of bondage you want and expect, how much struggle and attempt to escape you want, how much you want that to be prevented. So, you know, and you need a safe word. It's not always easy for the dominant to know how the bondage feels. So if there's potential problems, pinched skin, comfort, discomfort, you have to let them know. So the most important thing is just communicating it. So I think the first thing you have to do is so easy here, S&M girl from Thailand, just tell them that you're interested in it. I just wanted to give some tips for people, but just say, I think it'd be really cool one day if you did this for me. If you, you know, I think blindfolding is the great way to start. Tie your arms together and blindfold.
I like it.
Yeah, not your thing, man.
What was that one that – Thai stuff that you liked. You'd always talk about it.
Thai what?
It was like some straps from some company.
Sports sheets. They make ties. What kind of? I don't know. Sports sheets is really
like
cool too.
Some bondage ties or something like that. You liked them. They were like in hot pink or something.
Oh, I don't remember. We've had so many sex toys. We're doing it so long, but it's really cool. You can go to goodvibes.com. Put in bondage, whatever. You can get a lot of cool beginner kits and practice. And again, it just goes back to communication.
Yeah.
Okay. So, dear Emily, I'm 42 years old and male and in the best shape of my life. I have three women that I'm sexually active with. I sometimes have sex three times a day for up to 3 hours at a time. My problem is I can't reach climax. Also, sometimes I cannot sustain an erection for the whole time. It is there when I start, but it goes away in about 10 to 20 minutes into intercourse and sometimes during foreplay. I've tried to masturbate and I still could not ejaculate. Any ideas why, Tom?
Maybe because you're banging three women in one day.
Like, that could be it. You could be masturbating too often. I mean, the problem, but he never reaches climax, which is probably why you're having a lot of sex.
First one? Mm-mm. I can imagine like the second, and the third, you might have trouble, but right. The first one?
That's what he says. So he's suffering delayed ejaculation, but it sounds like it's not only delayed ejaculation, it's like no ejaculation. So he is in his 40s, and so men in their 40s and older are much more likely to lose their erection during intercourse. So the next time you see your doctor, talk to him about any of these problems you might have. I would also, you need to, are you on any medication? Do you take drugs? Do you smoke pot? Do you drink a lot? Like, what is there anything, any medication you're talking to? Any medication that you're taking? You just, first thing, get checked out by the doctor because I can't diagnose you, but there is something probably going on there. You could also incorporate a penis ring into your sex life. They can help you keep an erection and ejaculate sooner because now so many of them have like pleasurable vibrations. And the best one that I love, that I love Jeju. I always talk about Jeju, J-E-J-O-U-E products, and their Fifi and their Mimi vibrators for women. But they also have this cock ring, penis ring called the Mio, M-I-O. It's rechargeable, stretchy, has multiple vibration patterns, and a really sleek, cool design. I love this one, and it can help a lot of men, because the vibration, it is for women, so women can have orgasms, these vibrating rings you put on your penis and you become a human vibrator. However, the vibrations feel great to a lot of men. So that might be the thing, Tom, that gets you over the edge. But it sounds like if you're having sex three times a day for 3 hours at a time and you're still not climaxing, try the ring, but I think there might be something else going on here, and I would talk to your doctor for
What's
sure.
What's it called again, the ring?
It's the Mio, M-I-O. Oh. Go to goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off any of those rings because they're like, amazing.
Mio, like Mevo or Milo, there's a great a drink.
Mevo?
Mevo.
I don't know it.
Have you heard of it?
No.
It's like, you just put it in your water. It's like,
I don't know this stuff. I just drink water.
It's at the grocery store.
Okay, good. I'll go to the grocery store and check it out for sure. Okay, so let's get into – okay, wait, one more email before we get into our topic, which is how women can be more confident in bed. Now, this is also for men. If you realize some of these things that we're talking about, you could be like – you could help your partner perhaps get the confidence that she needs. And we're also going to be doing a show later about men being more confident in bed. Okay, so dear Emily, longtime listener here, found your show and played it in my barracks room while stationed overseas. I love our listeners who are serving this fair country. Roommate loved it, and soon the whole platoon was in on it. Then I introduced them to Kegel Camp, and we turned it into a competition. The episode about confidence was a huge life changer. I was an awkward panda bear. No more. I can approach any woman I like and know that I'm the star of my own movie. I'm not the extra anymore. Some other topics you can talk about is lasting longer. Do you know about body hardening, striking nerves to dampen feeling? Well, what would you think about flicking the head of the penis to slightly dampen feeling? I haven't tried, but maybe there's some science behind it. Number two, talking to women. I took what you said about pretending you're talking to a friend instead of a cute female and put a little spin on it. I talked to every girl pretending that she's a lesbian. This makes it easier to talk to them, and I have no fear of rejection.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jordan. Jordan, that is so awesome. I'm so glad you love the show. Thank you for serving our country. And let me just go back to Kegel Camp. It is an iPhone app that I have that helps men and women strengthen their PC muscles. It helps men have stronger orgasms, stay harder longer. It's amazing. It's 5 minutes a day. It pops up. It reminds you to do your exercises. It's the pee-stopping muscles, whatever. Download Kegel Camp. You'll love it. More men are using it than women, which I find really funny because I thought it would be more women. So if you want to think harder, you talk about lasting longer, that is a huge issue for men, premature ejaculation. So flicking the head of the penis during sex is distracting and can be painful, I think. So if you're orgasming sooner than you want, you can try Promescent. Promescent is amazing, and I talk about it all the time because it's the only FDA-approved treatment for lasting longer in bed. It's a desensitizing spray that lets you still enjoy the sensation of sex that will not transfer to your partner. So check out Promescent. I think that you would love that. And Jordan, thanks for the other topics. I'll definitely, and I love that they're, keep writing me. I would love you to tell me that everyone in your barracks what their questions are, because I will answer you guys, because I think it's awesome, Jordan, what you're doing. I'll put your emails at the top. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, let's get into our topic, which is women becoming confident in bed.
All right.
What do you think is the biggest insecurities? Like, biggest insecurities that women have in bed? If you have to say one,
it's always weight.
They think that, right? But are you really looking at? Do you really think? Oh, she's so fat.
No.
Tell them that. Tell the women listening that you're not saying that.
No man on this planet is not going to sleep with you because they think that you look fat when you're naked. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Right, and there's that's not why you're going to break up. Right, they're not looking at that you think your left breast is bigger than your right breast, and that you think that like that you've got this weird shaky knee thing, and or whatever it is, your back has back fat. You're not noticing that.
Not noticing that. I mean, maybe a little acne problem.
Where on the back?
On the back might be a little.
We can take care of that. You can exfoliate. Yeah. Use some kind of.
Just you know.
Do some women have acne that you notice? Oh God, now you're making them all insecure. Yeah.
No, not that I know of.
But you know that might gross you out.
Yeah, that might gross me out.
Okay.
And that might, you know, be a boner killer.
Well, one of the most powerful stories, and I'd love to have this woman on the show, I saw her thing on Huffington Post. She had sex with her husband every day for 365 days. So, you know, we always talk about like the 30-day sex challenge and couples should have sex every day for 30 days.
She one-upped it.
Did you see this piece?
12 times. I heard about it, yeah.
So it was amazing. 365 days. And the reason why she realized her husband was making a joke at how it got prompted was because she was like, he's like, I haven't seen you naked in like, they'd been together like 10 years. He's like, I haven't seen you naked in like 3 months. Like the last time I saw you naked, I saw like your toe. And she was like, oh, it's because she was feeling insecure since the baby and she didn't love her body. So every day, 365 days. And what she said was that she really started to love her body and feel confident and get into this. I mean, it wasn't always easy, but she got into loving sex because it was her body image and her issues that were holding her back. So number one, I would say for women to become more confident in bed is to have sex. So the reason why women who are inexperienced, the reasons they don't feel confident in bed is because they haven't really, had a lot of sex. So it's normal if you haven't had a lot of sex to feel inexperienced. But the only way to have it is to just, when you start having sex with someone. So make sure that when you're actually experiencing sex with someone that you're open to trying new things. So don't keep having sex the same way again and expect that you're going to be with a guy that's going to initiate everything. So try jumping on top. Try leaning back while you're on top of him. See what feels good to you and to him. Because once you find your groove, you will feel more confident. Yeah. And once you know how to have an orgasm with him or if you know how to, move, you'll feel confident. So just maybe every time having sex, do one thing that you're initiating in your brain that you want to do. Just go with it. Don't think about it. Just do it.
Or cook a mistake dinner.
And then what does that do for sex life?
It gets them really horny.
It gets them horny or it gets them just tired, right? Doesn't a big steak dinner make you kind of tired?
Yeah, but still, I mean, I gotta please the lady that made it for me.
Right, that's true. But we're talking about her. Don't you appreciate when a woman takes initiative and climbs on top?
Yes. Not when I'm super tired, though.
But when you're tired, you don't want her on top because then you're lying on your back.
Yeah, when I'm tired, I don't even want to do anything at all.
Oh, that's true. When you're tired, you don't do any sex. He doesn't do the sex.
Not me, though. But I'm sure 99.9% of the men on the planet will fight on through.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Number two. No, this could be one, too. This is neck and neck. This is how to be more confident in bed. Know your own body. So many women don't know what makes them feel good. They expect that a man's going to figure it out. They masturbate the same exact way every time, and they don't really know how to transfer what makes them feel good when they're masturbating into sexual intercourse. So know your own body and know how to communicate with your partner. If you don't know your body and you've never had an orgasm and you're not really sure, then start touching yourself. Start playing with yourself. You know, devote time every night, 10 minutes, whatever it is, to just start touching yourself. And what feels good, buy a vibrator. That's a great fast track to an orgasm. There are orgasms in a box.
The Hitachi Magic Wand.
Hitachi Magic Wand.
The name of it?
It's no longer called Hitachi. It's just the Magic Wand. It's new and improved. It is the Cadillac of all vibrators. You plug it into the wall, and believe me, you will have an orgasm.
Is this still made by Hitachi?
No, it's no longer made by Hitachi. But I have one. They sent me the new one. It's even better.
Do you know what's crazy?
Tell me everything, Menace. What's crazy?
So, you know, Brookstone, I mean, for people that are living, they're listening outside of America, they probably don't know what a Brookstone is, but it's like this little, like, technology store that has, like, massage chairs and, or, like, I bought, like, a projector there and things like that. But then they have this, like, tiny section. They're supposed massagers, but they totally look like sex toys.
Yeah. That's totally. Probably, they probably are.
And this, yeah, I think they are.
Yeah. right.
They
exactly.
totally look like them. And this, when I went there, this lady and her husband, she was like holding up the biggest one and talking with the salesperson of like.
Did she know what it was or did she thought it was like a back massager? Like they're probably saying it's just a massager. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But no, she knew what it was.
She knew. Why was she talking to the person? You think she would just be like, I'm taking this.
Probably to see how long the power
But seriously,
would last.
If you're with someone who has an orgasm, try the Hitachi again. I'm going to just say go to goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Emily. You get 15% off orders. Every time I talk about vibrators, I got to say you got to go there because that's where you got to buy your stuff. That's all I'm saying. Great discounts. Okay. So apply that knowledge that you learn from your body when you're having sex. Have them rub your clitoris or rub your own clitoris during sex. And if the sex position that you're in doesn't provide you enough clitoral stimulation, a lot of it doesn't, then you got to move. Then you got to use your hands. The more pleasure you experience during sex, the better you will be at sex. You will get into it more, move with pleasure instead of just going through the motions. You've been with chicks who just go through the motions, correct?
Yes.
And how is that for you?
Fine.
Why? Because
yeah,
you
we're
don't
talking
care.
We're talking about women, the women's side, though.
I know.
Like,
I'm just
what
saying.
Does it matter how I feel?
It doesn't matter what you feel. Okay, don't let your past experiences ruin sex for you now. Many women have had bad sexual experiences, but it doesn't mean that your present situation has to follow suit and be just like your bad one. So focus on what you're doing in the moment and don't let what any person said to you in the past bring you down about your body, your performance. This is now. Or if you had a bad experience growing up, some kind of childhood trauma, then you need to go to therapy and work on that. Because if you said that if you did experience some kind of trauma in childhood, some abuse of any kind, that might be coming up in your sex life currently. And the sooner you go to therapy and work on these issues, the better your sex life will be. Because they don't go away. Have you been with women who have experienced trauma? I feel like you have.
Yeah, I have. But I mean, it didn't really hurt sexually. It hurt relationship-wise.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. But it can also impact them sexually. You might have not paid attention, but she probably had some. I mean, she might have had some issues.
I want my penis abused daily, but that's about it.
That's about it. Right. Just abuse Menace's penis. Okay. You can learn from the past, however. So you might have had a bad past experience, but you can learn from it. For example,
go ahead and start with
okay.
a friend.
I have
a friend. Okay.
So I have a friend, and she does not like one-night stands. She realized that whenever she hooks up with someone or she, you know, doesn't even, you know, a lot of times you don't know it's going to be a one-night stand, but eventually, you know, whatever happens, if she hooks up with a guy just once or twice or she's not that into him, she always feels bad. Every time she's like, I feel bad. Like, do I have AIDS? What's my problem? Because maybe she didn't use protection like you need to. Mm-hmm. But she just, it makes her feel bad about herself. So this is what I'm saying is you can learn from your past. You're going to feel more confident and comfortable in your life and your sex life if you're happy with the choices that you're making about your sexual partners. So if you don't like one-night stands, don't have one-night stands. If you don't like certain things in bed, don't be with that. Don't do it. Certain guys you don't like, don't sleep with them. Don't sleep with their ex anymore if it makes you feel bad.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't really control women.
I'm just telling you.
Impulsive. Don't you think?
Yeah, so are men. I know. And I used to always sleep with my ex, but it made me feel good because I'm a dude because I liked it. And then I didn't have to be in a relationship with them anymore. I could just have sex with them. But some people sleeping with their ex, for example, is problematic. Okay, for women, this is huge. Tips on how to be more confident in bed is don't be afraid to initiate sex. The number one complaint I hear from men all the time is my partner will not initiate sex or she doesn't do it enough or she's never done it. So if you want to feel and appear more confident when it comes to sex, you just got to start initiating it. Take control of the situation and it will make you feel you'll be more bold and you'll feel more confident And just, you know, when he walks in the door or whatever it is, start kissing him. Start, right? What man doesn't want the blowjob when he walks in the door?
Yes.
I mean, just do
every man wants
that.
That.
It could just be like when you're sitting on the couch.
No, they want the blowjob.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like I've said that so many times, but it's so true that every man
never happens,
would love.
Though.
It can happen, though. How hard is it for you to get up from your laptop when your guy walks in the door, whatever you're doing at home, watching TV, turn off the Real Housewives and turn around and give him a blowjob? He'd be psyched. Or start initiating sex. You don't have to give him a blowjob if you don't want to do a blowjob.
Preach it, sister. Preach it.
Right. Give guys blowjob. No, I'm saying, or just start kissing him. Just start letting it be known that you want to have sex. Think about what he does. You do that to him. So that's a big one. Wouldn't you say that if a woman just said, hey, baby, you know what? Guys are always thinking about it their whole life. They got to initiate. They got to bring it up. And it's just, if a woman does it, and I think it'll, again, make you feel more confident. Like, you're in charge. Mm. Another thing women can do is to give directions to guys. So many women don't give guys directions. They're worried about bruising guys' ego. They're worried that it might make them feel like they're too knowledgeable about sex, or they seem slutty. I don't know what it is, but someone has to tell them what to do. Guys cannot figure it out on their own. So you're doing a favor for yourself and every other woman who gets in touch with this man. Lead his hand to where you want him to touch you and tell him what you want him to do. He will be turned on by your confidence and the direction you're giving him. So you must know, if you're like, I don't know, but it just feels good, whatever he's doing. No, think about it. Like, what really feels good? Like, do you tell him, like, wow, like, is he ever, like, touching the left side of your breast and then he stops? You're like, damn, I wish he'd go back. That felt really good. Tell him. Is there anything he's never, he never kisses your neck, for example, and you really want your neck kissed? Tell him that. It's not too complicated. Is it? How hard is that? Baby, I love the way you kiss my lips. Kiss my neck. Kiss me right here. That's so hot. And then you get all turned on. Well, doesn't he like that, right?
Yeah.
Who's happy? Everyone's happy in that situation.
No.
Why?
No. Everyone is.
Everyone is happy.
No one's going to disagree with that.
No, so just tell them. I just want women to be more confident in bed.
Yeah.
Okay, don't fake orgasms. Studies came out that women, 52% of all women have faked an orgasm. And I think the rest of them are lying. I think that all women have faked at some point in their life. And this is giving men the wrong idea. They think what they're doing is working. They think everything they're doing is fine. And it's not. So having confidence is taking control of your own pleasure and be honest. And don't fake it. Just tell them, you know what? It's not getting me there. I need this to happen for me to have an orgasm. Or I actually have never had an orgasm during intercourse. Why don't we mutually masturbate? Why don't I masturbate and you masturbate and I'll show you what I do. And then you learn each other's bodies. But don't fake an orgasm, because so many guys walk around thinking, oh, I gave him an orgasm doing this, and I'm fucking, man, you're the only woman who doesn't orgasm. I love the guys who say that. You're the first woman I've been with who ever had an orgasm. You know what? They've lied to him. There's no way that every woman you've been with, dude, has had an orgasm. And
how?
Somebody didn't lie. It's true.
They need like a cement truck to get an orgasm.
Who does? I know. Women. It's true. They need a cement truck?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
And they're going to run a power plant.
They need a power plant. I thought a magic wand vibrator.
A magic wand vibrator.
Times 10.
Powered by nuclear power.
It's true. It's so true. And the stars have to be aligned and it has to be all this stuff. God. So I know, women, it's tough. Body insecurities. If he didn't, we started out by saying this, if this is one of your insecurities, women, if he did not want to see your naked body, he would not have tried to undress you. He's attracted to you. If you feel insecure about your body, try focusing on how you feel in the moment rather than how you look. If you're like, oh no, my ass looks really fat. Oh, I hate my underwear. Just think about, wow, this feels good. I'm getting turned on. Like, channel what you are feeling, and those insecurities are not feelings. Those are insecurities. That's different. Think about the sensations and what it feels like when his hands are moving down your body. The more you try to hide parts of your body, the more it will draw attention to it. So embrace your body, enjoy the experience, act confident in your own skin, even if you are not there yet. You can even try when you're alone, walking around naked, walking around your room, start feeling more comfortable in the nude. And there's this really funny thing that my friend years ago told me this, that, you know, those, he called it the crab. Oh God, I think it was the crab walk that women, when they get out of bed and they don't want you to see their ass, they like walk sideways and backwards with their butt face to the bathroom because they get up and they – have you ever seen that? The woman who like walks like a crab so you can't see her butt. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So he's like, they do the crab walk, and then they're looking at you because you're walking funny like a crab. And he's like, oh, she doesn't want me to look at her ass. I better look at her ass. So like, just be confident. It's beautiful. He wanted to have sex with you. Love yourself. Love your body.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Okay. So that's what we got for you today. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. I want everyone to go to emilyandtony.com, buy your partner a beautiful, amazing massage candle that smells so great. You can use it as body lotion. And that's at emilyandtony.com. And thanks, Menace, for being you.
Thank you. Download the Stitcher app. Stitcher is a app that you can download for your smartphone or your tablet, or you can just go to Stitcher.com, search Sex, and then Sex to Emily will pop right up. You don't have to download MP3s. You can just stream the show directly wherever you go.
I'm obsessed with Stitcher app. I listen to everything. I love it. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their wannabe naked shave cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.